Assemblyman Robin Schiminger asked Semsky about the leadership of the startup program. It offers tax breaks to entrepreneurial companies who agree to begin operations in New York. The previous director left 16 months ago and has not been replaced.
There was at least one vacancy. The Startup New York program did not have someone heading it up, to be determined. Has that been resolved yet?
Semsky says the program, introduced several years ago with great fanfare by Cuomo, will now be administered by several existing officials at the Empire State Development Agency. He says right now it's viewed as another tool in the economic development toolbox and doesn't need a specific person to run it.
Startup New York is something that's now familiar to all of the ESD business development team. So to some extent, we're all part of that team, but it isn't a one specific to any one person.
Startup has been the subject of controversy. A report from the state controller found that $45 million was spent on advertising the program between October of 2013 and October of 2014, while just 76 jobs were created. The program created a total of 408 jobs by 2016. Governor Cuomo already appeared to be retreating from the program earlier this year, renaming Startup in his state budget and tightening the rules. Afterward, Semsky denied that the state is backing away from Startup.
I look at it like the more people we have working on it, the more impactful it will be. You see it as taking a step back. I see it as being smarter.
At the hearing, Semsky grew testy when he was questioned about an economic development program in Buffalo known as 43 North. It runs competitions and offers cash awards of up to $1 million for startup companies that agree to stay for a year. Assemblyman Ray Walter, who represents portions of the Buffalo suburbs, told Semsky he was concerned that three-quarters of new companies stayed in Buffalo just long enough to collect their tax breaks, then left the area. He asked Semsky to draw a direct connection between taxpayer dollars spent on the program and economic benefits for the community. That irritated Semsky.
My job has been to be involved with Buffalo and the revitalization of Buffalo in a way that you, Assemblyman, could have never imagined sitting in that seat for however long you've been in it. You've been opposed to projects that we've done. You've been
not opposed
to
projects.
You've been
opposed to
initiatives that you be
and
in
you
your
still
own district.
And you still can't draw the connection.
And you, be,
and you can't
you
draw
know
that
know
connection.
About the
Walter persisted, saying that the Federal Reserve reported zero job growth in parts of upstate New York in the past year and a half. And he challenged Semsky on New York state and local taxes, which are among the highest in the nation. Semsky pushed back, saying until the Cuomo administration began its economic development programs, there were four decades of decline with no real leadership.
I'm talking about living
back
in a community that took a step backward for 40 freaking years. That is unacceptable. And that's why we changed the way we did economic development.
The tensions come just weeks before several former Cuomo associates, including former key economic development officials, go on trial on federal corruption charges for alleged offenses, including bribery and bid rigging. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.